Choose My PCC. Candidates for the Hertfordshire Police Force Area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Jonathan Ash Edwards, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Matt Fisher, Green Party. Tom Plater, Labour and Cooperative Party. Sean Prendergast, Liberal Democrats. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Hertfordshire. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Hertfordshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Jonathan Ash Edwards, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Election statement. Tough on crime for a safer Hertfordshire. The role of police and crime commissioner is a big job. It matters who represents you. Jonathan Ash Edwards has the experience needed to keep Hertfordshire safe. Committed to public service, he served as a council leader, led an election trust, and chaired an effective community safety partnership. Living locally with his family, he'll be tough on crime for a safer Hertfordshire. Conservative PCCs focus on your priorities. More police. Hertfordshire now has more police officers than ever before, with over 300 more officers compared to 2019 levels. Safer streets. Hertfordshire is the fifth safest county in England and Wales, and has an award-winning victim care and support service. Lower tax. Local residents pay one of the lowest police presets in the country. As your police and crime commissioner, Jonathan will prevent crime, disrupt criminality, and invest in hotspot policing to tackle persistent offending. Tackle high impact crimes. Focus on fraud and cybercrime, domestic abuse, county lines, drugs gangs, and violence against women and girls. Provide responsive policing, a robust response to antisocial behaviour and neighbourhood crime, a police response to home burglary and not just a crime number. Support victims. Fund high quality victim support and focus on improving detection rates to ensure more victims see justice being done. Keep hearts safe. Ensure our county continues to be a great place to live and work, with safe town centres and rural crime tackled. Listen to you. Work to ensure your voice is heard in local policing, and the police are empowered to deliver on your priorities. For a Conservative on Law and Order, vote for Jonathan Ash Edwards on Thursday, the 2nd of May. Prepared by Alexander Curtis on behalf of Jonathan Ash Edwards, both of 57/59 High Street, Hoddesdon, EN118TQ. Contact details. Website https://www.jonathanashedwards.com. Email jonathan@jonathanashedwards.com. Matt Fisher, Green Party. Election Statement. I aspire to make a significant, enduring impact on the world, leveraging my natural ability to unite people and foster community support. My commitment to environmental sustainability and strong leadership skills underpins my goal to create lasting change. During my formative years, I demonstrated exceptional team skills, recognised through awards including the Lord Lieutenant's Cadet and the Best Sea Cadet in Great Britain. I achieved the Gold Duke of Edinburgh Award and scholarships in both flying and maritime skills. My experiences range from teaching in South Africa to serving as a special constable. As a Royal Navy officer aircrew, I honed my leadership skills, particularly while working with special forces. This military background instilled in me the motto, "The team works," which I embody in all endeavours. In my career as a portrait and event photographer, I've connected with diverse individuals, successfully collaborating with national and international brands. This enabled me to refine my persuasive skills, evident in my volunteer work with Project Hurrah, producing films to support facial reconstructive surgery in Ethiopia. I have a strong moral compass, a sense of duty, and an innovative mindset. These qualities make me eager to collaborate with various community groups to develop strategies for safer, more vibrant communities. Currently serving as a Green District Councillor in St Albans, I excel in resolving conflicts and challenges with empathy and respect. My abilities to engage, inspire, and inform have been proven in numerous capacities. I am excited about this role, seeing it as a perfect alignment with my skills and passions. This address has been prepared by the election agent, Candy Whittam, whose contact address is St Albans, Green Party, 21 Marlborough Gate, St Albans, AL1 3TX. Contact details. Blank. Tom Plater, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I'm Tom Plater, and I'm standing to be your Labour and Cooperative PCC candidate for Hertfordshire. There are real issues across Hertfordshire. Violence and sexual offences are consistently high. Antisocial behaviour makes up almost a quarter of all crimes in our country. And last year, there was a 35% increase in shoplifting. This cannot continue. It's time to make Hertfordshire safe. In May, you'll have a choice between business as usual with the Tories or a Labour and Cooperative candidate with a real plan to tackle crime in our neighbourhoods by smashing drug crime, combating violence against women and girls, and reducing antisocial behaviour. We will do this by taking real action. If elected, I will put more bobbies on the beat, who know our local communities inside out. with their policing led by the intelligence they gather. I will work with domestic abuse charities to put their workers into 999 call centres to work alongside our brilliant call centre handlers. I will review and improve vetting practices across Hertfordshire Constabulary. I will also work hand in hand with our county, district and borough councils and their safety teams, and strengthen not only the relationships between our constabulary and the councils, but that between the PCC and our elected representatives by attending council meetings and joining councillors at their ward surgeries. I know we cannot police in a bubble. It must be done in partnership with our education providers, NHS trusts, and healthcare organisations, and our fantastic charity sector, who do amazing work with local people affected by crime across our county. To make our county safer, it's time for a change, and that change is Labour. This election address has been prepared by the agent, Jill Gipps, 28 Alma Road, St Albans, AL1 3BW. Contact details. Telephone 07513 102 693. Email tom@tomplater4heartspcc.com. Sean Prendergast, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. I am an experienced investigator for the Housing Ombudsman Service and also a district councillor in North Herts District Council, where I am the portfolio holder for Housing and Environmental Health. Early in my career, I worked as a police community support officer, where I gained a strong grounding in operational policing. I now serve as a local charity trustee for Survivors Against Domestic Abuse, where I take a leading role in developing ideas and strategies to support vulnerable victims. Through my appointments in housing, I have developed extensive experience working with local partners to ensure that policing priorities are met. As Hertfordshire's Police and Crime Commissioner, I will work to strengthen community cohesion by supporting active police engagement in hard-to-reach areas. I will develop and grow neighbourhood policing with an emphasis on finding long-term solutions to ongoing crime and antisocial behaviour, and will foster strong multi-agency partnerships to develop a coordinated approach to protect victims and prevent crime. My key priorities are to increase visible community and neighbourhood policing, stop violence against women and girls, solve burglary and vehicle crime, tackle and prevent antisocial behaviour. If elected, I will be a visible and available police commissioner who will hold local community forums, listen to your concerns, and take action. I understand that every crime matters and that a fresh approach to policing is needed in Hertfordshire. Prepared by Freya Waterhouse, 23 Rainham Street, Hertford, Hertfordshire, SG13 7DE. Contact details. Website https://www.heartslibdems.org.uk. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Hertfordshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, were provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the results in Hertfordshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Hertfordshire on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Ash Edwards, Jonathan, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Fisher, Matt, Green Party. Plater, Tom, Labour and Cooperative Party. Prendergast, Sean, Liberal Democrats. I can be contacted at Jeff Stack, Support Services, Borough of Broxbourne, Borough Offices, Churchgate, Chestnut, Waltham Cross, Hearts, EN89XQ. Jeff.stack@broxbourne.gov.uk. 01992 785 534. https://www.broxbourne.gov.uk. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.